please the court. My name is Kathleen Ortiz with the Chesapeake Public Defender's Office here on behalf of Mr. Joseph, the appellant in this case. As the court is familiar from the petition and the brief that we filed in this case, it's an issue of statutory definition and whether the conduct was sufficient to meet the definition. It's an unusual circumstance because, with no disrespect to the trial court judge, I think the definition of flight has been somewhat expanded beyond that which any English-speaking person may, in fact, expect it to include, where
and there's even agreement between both sides.
That's correct, Your Honor. This was a situation where Mr. Joseph was uncooperative, perhaps belligerent, but the statement of facts, which was agreed to by the parties in the trial court, clearly indicated that the positioning of Officer Chappell in relation to Mr. Joseph not only prevented him from any escape, but that in fact no escape actually occurred. I think the language is referred to as he was constantly in close proximity to Officer Chappell, that he was always within arm's reach, and that Mr. Joseph's actions of uncooperativeness included being argumentative, pulling his arms away as the officer was attempting to handcuff him, but that there was no testimony whatsoever that he ever actually fled from the scene of the incident.
Well, what if anything should we do with the agreed statement of facts, joint appendix page 19, that says the defendant was trying to get away by swinging his hands out of the handcuffs and not complying with demands? They're trying to get away. Is that enough to constitute fleeing?
Well, I think as the Attorney General has pointed out in their brief in opposition, well, I don't know if I'd call it a brief in opposition, but a brief for the Commonwealth.
Brief in agreement is more like it.
Yes, Your Honor. I think that it's in the context of the statement that is immediately preceding it, where he stated that he was, the officer was attempting to place handcuffs on him, and that was when the information was that he was pulling his hands away, he was trying to get away by swinging his hands out of the handcuffs. If this had been charged as an attempted resisting arrest, maybe, perhaps, but I don't even know, because the statute clearly requires flight, not attempted flight. In this case, there was no evidence that the Officer Chappell ever had to pursue him to bring him back to the scene. And the cases that I've cited in the petitioner's or the appellant's brief talk about flight as the conduct where the officers actually had to leave the scene to pursue the person to bring them back. And I would submit to the court that this is perhaps one of the situations where the legislature didn't think it was a word that needed definition, so therefore none is included in the statute.
Well, when that's the case, we use the basic common dictionary definition, don't we?
Yes, Your Honor. And I think in this case, even as the Attorney General's office has indicated, there's the agreement would be that it's escape, flight, to evade detection. Some action that requires physical movement away from, not just simply being uncooperative during the course of the attempted apprehension. This is an unusual position for me, Your Honors, because it's not often that I have a position that I feel strongly about it. I always feel strongly about the positions I take before the court, but where we've had essentially the agreement with the Attorney General's office as well in terms of the facts here. The unfortunate part is that it does not appear to be any prior case law that defines what flight is under the context of this particular statute. I don't know if this is the kind of case that the court wants to use to reach that definition, but I would certainly think that under the circumstances as they existed to the trial court below, that it was error for the court to have determined that his actions, Mr. Joseph's actions, constituted flight for purposes of 18.2479.1. We would ask the court to reverse.
Counsel, can I ask you a question? You talk about no prior case law. Did you examine what other states might have done in terms of flight or fleeing for purposes of this kind of a statute?
I have not known.
Okay.
What I had attempted to do after the judge had found the evidence sufficient at the initial trial date, I attempted to find other case law in Virginia under this particular statute. The only case I'd been able to find that even sort of collaterally addressed it was the unpublished Love case, where they're looking at the case in reverse, where somebody had been charged with obstruction of justice, which doesn't require proof of flight, but in fact the defendant had fled from the scene. And in that case, the Court of Appeals had stated in a footnote that, you know, it might have reached that level, but that's not before them. This is one of the situations where, you know, the specific argument I'm making before the court today was the specific argument that was raised at trial court. The Commonwealth Attorney's Office was fully put on notice as to what the issues were, and there was no effort to amend the warrant to comport with the conduct here, to amend it to 18.2.460. There was no motion by the court to amend it to 18.2.460. So I certainly think that it's one of the situations where the opportunity existed to have corrected the issue, but that was not done.
Counsel, one more question. Does the Supreme Court decision in Hall v. Commonwealth help you at all in your argument?
Take a look at that, Your Honor.
That's okay. If you don't know,
I could not say offhand.
Okay. Thank you.
Thank you, Your Honor.
Thank you. Mr. Stallard.
Please, the court, Curry Sheldon, on behalf of the Commonwealth. The court has pointed to the one area where arguably the best argument could be made that there is flight, which is the pulling away. Unfortunately, given the context of the way this is presented, it seems clear that the context of this involves pulling the hands away, possibly the upper body, pulling away from the officer. It doesn't seem to be indicative of actual flight. While the court hasn't specifically defined flight in this context, it's clear from other cases what flight means, how it's been applied by this court. I think this court in Boone, it's a Commonwealth, an unpublished case, referring to an obstruction of justice case, talked about running away from police officer approximately 100 feet. That's not obstruction, but that's likely would be something that would be criminalized under 479.1, which is this statute. It's clearly dicta in that case, however, it's indicative of the way flight's been applied, saying like moving away from the police officer, or at least getting some distance away from the police officer would constitute flight. In this case, it was clear the testimony was the defendant remained within an arm's length of the police officer, stayed between the officer and the car, never moved away. He was clearly moving his arms and hands. Obviously, conduct which arguably may be criminal in some context, but under this particular statute, the evidence of flight, I think, is lacking. And just to briefly touch on the concept of attempting to violate this statute, I think since the statute contains obstruction or resisting or attempting to resist by flight, I don't even know if attempting to flee would constitute an attempt to resist. There's too many attempts, I think, there. It may not actually be a crime at some point. So I'm not sure attempting to flight would even violate the statute here, given the way it's written. And for those reasons, I'm in the unique position of agreeing with defense counsel that I don't believe the evidence is sufficient to meet the requirements of the law. I'd ask this court to reverse. Obviously, that concession is not binding on this panel. If this panel sees it fit to affirm, I'm not going to object. But given the facts as they are and the law as it exists now, I don't see any good faith basis for me to ask this court to affirm. So for those reasons, unless the court has any questions, I would ask this court to reverse.
Very well. Thank you very much. Is there any rebuttal? We'll come down and greet counsel and thereafter take up the last merit decision of the day, the case of Tyrone.